Episode 154, Dance in the Moment.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac.
Happy day, my ladies. How are you doing? Is it lemonade time? It's time for lemonade. Yes, it is. I'm so excited that you are here. For all of you just joining us, guess what? Today is inspiration and motivation. Sometimes you just get feeling like, blah. Just literally like you don't even want to get out of bed. Well, today, hopefully, that will change. And this will just spark some energy within you. You know, it's amazing how life can be so crazy and busy and chaotic. You know, some days you just don't know if you're coming or going. You know, you're beyond a roller coaster. You're beyond the hamster wheel. You're in such a habitual mode. You find yourself at work. You don't even know how you got there. Then you find yourself cooking dinner, not even really knowing what you're doing, but throwing stuff together, and you're like blinking going, and where did my day go? And what do I still have left to do? Welcome to mommyhood, right? Sometimes it just is that. You just don't know, and it's more than a whirlwind. The bills keep piling up. The demands at work get tougher, and the children, well, they just won't stop being a child. Imagine that. If only, you could get the world to pause for just a moment. What would that feel like if you could get it to pause? But no, it seems so automatic. It's like running on a treadmill, increasing your speed, and all you can do is hold on and try not to fall flat on your face. It's sprinting at your fastest speed ever, and it just doesn't stop, and you keep going and going and going 24/7. In fact, you wake up having dreams that you know you had and you thought you were running in your dreams. Life is so chaotic, busy, and crazy. How can you keep going? Really? Where is there hope? Sometimes seeing life through a different looking glass gives you a dimension like none other. You know, go back to that world. What would it be like if it stopped? If the world just paused for just a moment for you to breathe. When was the last time you took a deep breath? Seriously, take one with me right now. Are you ready? Deep breath in. Wow. Doesn't that feel amazing? It does make the world seem like it can pause for a moment. But then reality kicks in again, and you're back on that daggum roller coaster and hamster wheel. And yeah, it starts all over again. But there is hope. Remember seeing life through a different looking glass? Wouldn't it be awesome to be able to do that? I promise you there is. There is a way. And that's when it comes to dancing in the moment. You see, your ray of hope can be captivated and captured through the eyes of a child. What is it about children? They're either making us crazy or they're making us laugh, or we're sitting there going, what would we do if we didn't have them? Then there are days we're like, I mean, come on now, be honest. What if we really didn't have any children? Where would we be now? Has that thought ever crossed your mind? But you see, we can learn so much from them. Children give us hope. And if you don't have any children, hey, that's okay. I have a few of those you can borrow from me. I mean, you know, just let me know. You know where to find me, createyournow.com. Say, Christiane, I need to borrow a child, okay? Okay, just joking. I love my babies, but you know what I mean. It's just different. It's different how children can give you so much, yet at the same time, zap your energy. All, oh my goodness. It's like eating the cake and having your sprinkles too, plus that perfect layer of icing. But you see, children do bring that. They bring us a ray of hope. They can go from temper tantrums to dancing and giggling sweetie pies that you just can't help but want to squeeze them. Those little cheeks, they're so round and they're so cute. I mean, think about it. Think about the commercials even that you see. Think about your own beautiful baby that you just want to go up and reach and go, oh, if I could just squeeze you. And you want to squeeze him as hard as you can. But you know, if you do, you might actually leave a bruise, and that would be a bad thing, right? So you don't squeeze him as hard as you really can, that you really want to, that your heart says you do. But you see, they give us a ray of hope. It's looking through their eyes that allows us to capture something spectacular and different. You see, it allows us to dance in the moment. You know, between their temper tantrums and their giggling, that's what they do. Their minds switch so fast. And you know, they're just little busy beavers all the time. It doesn't matter what the age, okay, until you hit teenagers. And then it's like a roadblock. And it says, do not cross here. Enter at your own risk because I will not move, okay? So if you're at that point, I'm praying for you. But if you're at the other cute stages, they just do. They just know how to dance in the moment. You can be sitting there scolding them, and the next thing you know, and scolding I mean by disciplining, okay, right? Okay, you get it. So you're telling them, no, this wasn't a good idea. Let's teach a life lesson here. And then you're sitting here and you're going, gosh, they're just adorable for like 15 minutes straight. You're like, why can't you be like that all the time? Seeing life through the eyes of a child allows us to dance in the moment. Think about it. Play your favorite song in your head. Hum a melody and let your mind, body, and spirit be captivated. That is your challenge today. I don't know where you are in your walk right now, in your journey, how you're going about your training for life, and do you really love the journey that you're on? Maybe you're struggling a little bit and you're like, I just am trying, Christiane, to keep my head above water. But I'm getting there, so I got to latch on to some hope here. The hope is dance in the moment. See the world through the eyes of a child. Truly play your favorite song in your head. Okay, most of us have smartphones, and probably there's a music or a tune or so on that smartphone. So if you can, literally play one of your favorite songs. Dance in the moment. Allow your body to sway from side to side. Dance in the moment when you're happy. Dance in the moment when you're just plain mad. Maybe you need to put on some hip-hop, rock, heavy metal or something. And just let your head go. I mean, come on, get in touch with that, right? Dance in the moment. It's amazing when you start looking at it that way. It's freeing. It reminds me of watching as I am out and about and, you know, driving around, and I see, because of course my babies are no longer babies anymore. I mean, you know, my youngest is about to have a birthday and we're very thrilled, but that means they're getting older, and because they're getting older, we're getting older. But as I'm driving around and I see all these younger ones, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're adorable, and they're playing outside, and it's a happy-go-lucky, and it's a freedom like none other. But man, you become an adult and you lose that. Life through the eyes of a child, dance in the moment. Give yourself that ray of hope, that freedom to just be in the moment. Be present. Be incredible so you can be you. Simply dance in the moment. Go out today and make it a joyful day. Go out today and smile today. Go out today and dance a little. Just dance. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. I love you so very much. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. And remember, dance in the moment. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.